It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Overreaction Monday time, baby.
Let's do it.
All right, I'll start this thing off. Overreaction Monday. Deshaun Watson is the worst quarterback in the NFL. Give me Carson Wentz. Give me, I don't care who's in Miami right now. Doesn't matter.
Tyler Huntley. Give me Tyler Huntley.
Better than Deshaun Watson. That is the worst quarterback. I watched Amari Cooper almost buy a ticket to Kansas City yesterday.
Yes.
Like, he was wide open in the middle of the field for like a 25-yard game, went way over his head. He just was like, he looked at the sidelines like, what are we doing here?
He's like, is this serious?
He's like, I can't do this. I'd rather have Bryce Young, Russell Wilson, Carson Wentz, name Will Levis.
Aiden O'Connell.
Anybody.
Yep.
Gardner Minshew, Aaron Rodgers.
Gardner Minshew may be benched now, too.
He did get benched in the game.
You know, they don't know who's going to start now in Oakland. I can't believe it. Bo Nix, baby.
Second overreaction. Three coaches should have been fired in their postgame press conferences by their bosses. Those three coaches are Doug Peterson.
They got a win.
I don't care. He let Joe Flacco throw all over them. Flacco is a statue.
I told you that fumble by Etienne was going to ruin their entire season.
And it has.
And it has.
Etienne's season, too, specifically. Yeah.
The ATM is locked up.
No pin required because that thing is done.
Please remove card.
Yeah. Error.
Would you like a receipt? Boy, do I. You know? Sean McDermott.
Oh, my God.
Should have been fired at. Are you doing?
You had the 13-second game, and you came back with the 7-second game. Like, Sean McDermott.
What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
So bad.
That is atrocious.
Fall forward. Make them use their timeouts. Go to overtime. It's not that hard.
Anything.
I mean.
This is why I say I could do that job, and people are like, no, you couldn't. Yeah, I could have been better than Sean McDermott yesterday.
Yeah, that drop that says, why don't you blow it out your ass, Bob? That is not accurate here. You are correct.
Yeah.
You could have done a better job.
Yeah, fall forward. Make them use their timeouts and. And
what
go
is
to
he
overtime.
Doing?
And then, so stupid.
And then our boy in Cincinnati, Zach, you gotta go. You've lost your team. Jamar Chase was on another planet yesterday.
And T. Higgins.
And T. Higgins, two touchdowns each.
Yes.
Joe Burrow was really good yesterday,
too. You know who wasn't? Yeah. That coach lost in that game.
I'm sorry. And that defense,
Yeah, I thought that defense was supposed to be good, you know? Yeah. Lou Ferrigno's the defensive coordinator they talk about over there all the time.
And then my last and final overreaction Monday, Mac, you can agree with this. Nico Collins is the best wide receiver in football.
Love it. Love it.
It's not even close. I know Justin Jefferson's good. Nico Collins' hamstring's a little sore. But CeeDee Lamb's good. Justin Jefferson's good. Nico Collins right now in football is the best wide receiver
in football. CeeDee Lamb doesn't like his quarterback.
I think he does. His quarterback targets him like 12 times a game.
God, didn't they get into it again last night?
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Had a disagreement. Yeah, I don't hate that. I'd have Jefferson above him, but I don't think that's an over. And Nico is amazing. Yeah, I had one of my friends on Fantasy Football Sundays, 9-10 right here on 96.5 on Sundays. You know, he would say, I said Nico Collins, a top five receiver in real life, not just in fantasy. And he was like, flaming hot take. I was like, what?
Why is that a flaming hot take? No, he's really good. Yeah.
He leads the league in yards. He's amazing. Yeah, he's incredible.
Yeah. All right. For me, overreaction.
Here we go.
Josh Allen is basically Alex Smith. He's that quarterback that's going to take you nice places, but never get you over the hump. So that Josh Allen is essentially Alex Smith. He's Buffalo's version of Alex Smith. They're still looking for their Patrick Mahomes. Josh Allen stinks. Bears picked the wrong quarterback twice, Trubisky and Williams. Watching Jaden Daniels yesterday with Washington, legit. I don't think there can't be anybody out there who's still wondering about Jaden Daniels. That guy is real. He
Cleveland's defense is good.
Yes, they
are. Cleveland's defense is good.
They gave him struggles for like a quarter and a half. He figured it out.
He is real, and he is spectacular. Number three overreaction, the Aaron Rodgers experiment is over. He looks old, frail, and really bad right now. And I don't know if that's an overreaction. That's just reality. And finally, my overreaction, the Yankees should bench Aaron Judge. He stinks in the postseason. Three strikeouts. Like, Aaron Judge should be embarrassed by the way that he plays in postseason baseball. The Yankees should show some stones and go, you know what? You're a hole in our lineup in the playoffs. Bench him.
Holy cow.
What would people do in New York if they benched Aaron Judge?
Well, in New York right now, probably applaud.
What did you say? He's like a 2-11 postseason hitter. This is no longer a small sample size. Aaron Judge is one of those players that's really good in the regular season, like a Josh Allen. But when it comes to the postseason, he doesn't raise his level, doesn't play good. I mean, sorry, bro. Like 2-11, three strikeouts. You deserve to sit on the pine.
You think it's in his head?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it is. Yeah.
He is now a 206 in the postseason.
If that was, let's say a different name, let's say Bill Judge, that guy would be finding his ass on the bench with splinters in it.
Mike Judge. Aaron's dad. Hell of a creator for content.
Mm-hmm.
Good old BJ.
What in the hell is his problem in the postseason?
Bobby, this guy stinks.
The problem is he's wearing too much of that damn eye black magic stuff.
I'll tell you what, man, that Aaron Judge, he go up there, he going to swing the bat, and he going to look like he going to strike out every time.
Damn it, Mac, give me your overreaction Monday.
Yeah, piggybacking off of Bob, Jaden Daniels is an MVP candidate. Yeah, the Commanders are contenders.
Yep. He is an MVP candidate right now.
He's on that C.J. Stroud train from last year?
And I don't care. Yeah, none of this BS. Okay. He's a rookie. No. He is the MVP. I don't care. Yeah, he's leading his phenomenal team. This team has been dog doo-doo for 5+10 years, my whole life. Mm. And he finally is leading this team to not only playoff contention, winning this division, and possibly having a chance in the NFC. Jaden Daniels is him. I don't know about the Jaden Daniels versus Caleb Williams conversation. Caleb's heating up. I'm going to give that more than a season. But Daniels
has hit the ground running. Caleb Williams looks like he could use a ball.
200-300-yard games in the past.
He looked good this past week.
Daniels has just like hit the ground running, man.
I mean, that's a fair category.
No doubt. Yeah, rookie of the year, and he should be an MVP candidate.
Has anybody ever been rookie of the year and MVP?
Should have been Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, should have been Patrick Mahomes, but it wasn't rookie. Should have been C.J. Stroud, in my opinion, honestly, last year, but it wasn't. And then Lamar owns the Bengals, or owns Joe Burrow, and this isn't even an overreaction. 9-1 against the Bengals, 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He averages 350 yards passing, averages almost 60 yards rushing against them, and he's 5-1 against Burrow.
That's crazy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of another overreaction that I had this weekend that I should have, like...
Oh, I got one we'll probably get to later. I think Mac may have been right. Kansas may need to fire their coach.
Oh.
He's hot seat, man. That's all I'm saying, dude.
They lost again.
Again.
They haven't won since they beat Lindenwood on a soccer field.
That's right.
In August.
Oh, that was my overreaction. We might see Kyler Murray in the MVP category.
Ooh. Bob?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Boy, he looks good.
He looks really good, man.
I'm going to tell you what. Marvin Harrison Jr. makes him look like a mid quarterback.
A mid? You're not coming around yet?
No. I'm not a Kyler Murray fan.
What?
I mean, he's first play of the game. He went for 50 yards on a touchdown run.
That's good for a running back.
No, good for a quarterback, too.
He should switch to running back if he wants to run. We'll see how it finishes out.
Would you agree that Patrick Mahomes' two biggest plays of his career are because of running?
Which is his second one?
Titans, and then you got the Eagles.
And then the Eagles on the bum angle that won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, but he runs when he has to. Kyler Murray runs because he can't throw.
He's got a great arm, brother. I'm telling you, he makes a great throw.
Can't see him on the offensive line. He stinks.
Anyway, quick overreaction for you.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones isn't bad.
Okay. let me ask you this. Is this an overreaction, or is this just the truth? Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi got to be better than 1-for-14 for the Royals to win tonight.
Truth.
Truth.
Right?
Truth.
Yeah.
We said Friday that if Bobby Witt Jr. doesn't show up, the Royals won't win.
Stars got to be stars, and 1-for-14 with those three guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Kyler Murray, 69.4 completion percentage, 777 yards, 6 touchdowns.
777?
That's right.
That's luck.
6 touchdowns, 1 interception.
It's good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Anyways, that's just my fanboyisms on that. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.